Peabody High School boys basketball coach Thad Broughton is joining us here prior to their game tonight at home against Beverly High School. Coach, welcome. Welcome back, and good to be talking with you again.
Well, Bill, thanks for having me.
Thad, you guys got off to a winning start with your first game earlier this week with a 75-38 win over Masconomet. Maybe tell me a note or two from that game from a coach's perspective.
I mean, it was a great start for us, both offensively and defensively. You know, we have a number of new faces this year, and, you know, in high school basketball, you know, there's certainly a lot of turnover when kids graduate. So that first game, you know, you're not always sure what to expect. So for us to go out there and play the way that we did, I was very, very happy. But I understand that it's, you know, it's early in the season, and teams are still trying to find their identity. But, you know, to start off 1-0 and to go into Masco and get that win against a very quality team, you know, is definitely a step in the right direction.
Well, A.J. Forte, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, was your high man with 25 points. So tell me about his performance in that game.
So A.J. has been he's been one of those guys that's really worked hard in the offseason on his game. He came off the bench as a freshman, and then last year started as a sophomore. He averaged 15 a game last year as our leading scorer, and he even had a 40-point game last year against Saugus. So his improvement from freshman to sophomore year was big, and I think his improvement from last year to this year is going to be even bigger. And I couldn't be happier for a kid because he is the embodiment of what we want at Peabody High School. Just a hardworking kid, does great academically, you know, gets after it on both sides of the ball. And he had a phenomenal first night. So it was, you know, it was everything we could have asked for.
Tell me, how tall is he, for example?
He's still growing, but right now he's about 5'10".
All right, so he's not a monster underneath then, for sure. But I know he had some rebounds as well, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He's everywhere. He's one of those guys that never stops. He plays midfield for soccer, and, you know, those guys just run up and down the field constantly. So that's one of his strong points is his motor, his energy. But he is extremely skilled when it comes to basketball, and, you know, the future is very bright for him.
So he plays soccer in the fall, but you have a couple of football players that if anybody followed the very successful Peabody High football team this past fall, they would know the names Shea Lynch and Danny Barrett for sure. So they're on your they're playing, getting a lot of playing time for you as well, right?
Yeah, those are our senior captains, Shay and Danny, and they've been you know, mainstays since their sophomore year. So now, you know, 3 years later, they're the veterans, they're leaders, great kids, and they both had really, really strong games against Masco. So, you know, we expect them to lead us definitely, you know, throughout this basketball season.
Well, we don't have to necessarily talk more about that Masco game, but maybe share a couple of names that will and players and their types of roles that they'll be playing for your team coming this season, and in particular, I suppose, tonight against Beverly.
Sure, we hit you know, three of our top guys in Lynch, Barrett, and AJ, but we have a senior guard, Nathan Braz, who is going to get a lot of minutes. He's going to help us ball handling wise and shooting. We have a senior forward, Rudy DeJesus, who is a very good rebounder. He's going to provide some scoring for us down low. We have a couple of juniors that I'm really excited about. Johnny Lucas had a really strong first game. And Rafael Laurent was our second leading scorer with 16. Ended up having 4 3-pointers and played really good defense. And then one other guy I'd like to mention is a senior, Vin O'Hara, and he's another football player. Just provides that leadership, comes in off the bench, works hard, does a little bit of everything. So those were, you know, those were some of our top contributors from that first game. And, you know, it's early, so we're still trying to define roles and see what fits, but those were definitely some of the standouts.
So now that tonight you guys will be hosting Beverly. Beverly, a team that has had been very strong in the Northeastern Conference the last several years under Coach Karakoudis there. But they got beaten by Marblehead in their opener on Tuesday. So what do you expect from Beverly? I know they lost a lot, and it's what are you expecting tonight?
Well, Matt does a great job over there. They have a very, very good coaching staff and, real talented players. So, anytime we go up against Beverly, it's going to be a battle. And they beat us twice last year. Both were relatively close games, but they're just good basketball players. And, I told our guys, it's our home opener. It's Friday night. And it's against Beverly. What more could you ask for? Let's go out there and have fun. And in order to beat a team like Beverly, you really can't make too many mistakes. You have to play a complete game. You can't play, good for 27 or 28 minutes. It's got to be all 32.
How would you characterize this Beverly team? Because, they have I'm trying to think of the player I'm blanking right now, but they have some returning, obviously, faces back to their team, but they've also lost a lot in the last year, right?
Yeah, they're similar to last year. They move the basketball really well. They defend. They do all the things to win. Obviously Ryder Frost is one of the best players around. He's one of the best players you'll see at the high school level. So, when you have somebody like that on your team, you can really do a nice job playing off of him, the other players at least. So he is just an absolute handful. He's tough to game plan for. He's just a phenomenal, phenomenal player. So that will be that'll be a big focus of ours is trying to slow him down. And, they have Crowley, who's really good, and a number of other players. They're just a strong, strong program. And, they've been dominating the NEC for the past few years.
Absolutely. So I want to get you're a veteran Northeastern Conference coach. I want to get your take on the league overall. I'm also interested in this Salem-Marblehead game. Marblehead, of course, coming off that win earlier this week against Beverly, as I was just mentioning. But they're taking on Salem, traditionally been very competitive as well the last several years. Maybe a note on that game from us, and then what's your take on the league in the Northeastern Conference this year?
I'm interested in that Salem-Marblehead game because, Giardi and Doyle are, two of the best around to do it. So that will be a really good matchup. I think Marblehead is really strong this year, and I think Salem's really strong this year. I could see that one going either way. And the top of the NEC, whether you're talking about Beverly or Marblehead or Salem, is really strong. There's some size, there's some quickness, some really good shooters. So for us, we look at the league and there's really not too many easy nights. There's no nights you go out there and say, hey, we can coast through this one, because you can't do that. It's a strong league. And to be honest, that's what makes it fun, because most of these kids know each other. Most of these cities are pretty close and they grow up playing with each other. So, playing a Beverly, a Marblehead, a Salem, a Masco. These competitions are fun, and this is what you look forward to.
Well, I'll tell you that when you look at your game with Beverly and the Beverly Salem and the Marblehead Salem game, rather, you got four great coaches teaming up or matching up in these two games. It's for sure in the Northeastern Conference. Yeah,
definitely. All former players. I don't know how good we'd be now, but definitely. Coaches that have been around that know the game, and that's fun. You build relationships with those guys and you get to know them, and it's competition, as I had said earlier. It's fun. I grew up with Matt Karakoudis. I've known him since I was little, and we played high school ball together. So coaching against him is it's fun. I'd rather root for him, obviously, but we go way back, and a lot of these coaches go way back and know each other. And you have a lot of battles over the year with your teams, and it just makes that camaraderie, fun, and it makes those rivalries, even better.
Well, finally, I don't know if there's something I haven't asked you about, Peabody basketball as you get ready for this season. But is there something you'd like to share with us that I might not have asked you about this year's team that's important to you to get out?
You know, just a couple notes. I would just say, we graduated three starters from last year. We graduated Barabee, Soper, and Rowan. You know, three key pieces. And that's the cool thing about high school basketball is who's going to step in and fill those roles. And we certainly did that the first game, but it's early, and so those roles are still being defined. And I'm excited to see who steps up. You know, we were 13-7 last year. And I had a really, really strong season. So, you know, on our end, we're just hoping to, you know, continue that success, continue to, you know, be a quality team in the NEC and hopefully get even better this year.
All right, you're going to hate me for asking this last question here. I can't help but ask it. So I coached some youth sports once years ago, girls basketball with my daughters. And, you work stuff in practice, then the game starts, and, man, something can really fall apart fast. And you kind of alluded to that a moment ago at the very beginning of our interview, how things worked out very well for you when you were opening a game against Masco. But have you ever drawn up a game plan, prepared for maybe the first game of the year or whatever, and things just did not go at all like you would hope they would have in a game?
that's coaching, and certainly – you know, as a former player, I've sat in front of many coaches who have drawn up game plans, and then you get out there and you see something different, and the ability to make changes on the fly and to adjust as a player or as a coach, you know, is definitely part of it. But I can feel your pain. You know, sometimes we go in there with certain plans and it just does not work out the way we expected it to.
Exactly. All right, Thad, thanks so much for your time. Good luck tonight, and hopefully we can talk again soon, very soon here throughout the basketball season.
Bill, thanks for having me, and we appreciate the coverage.
You got it. Thad Broughton, boys basketball coach, Peabody High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.